more and more Indians are paying surgeons to make them taller.
It is the society which makes them feel that, oh, you are short, and that's why everything is happening because you are short.
Everyone around me is tall. That is something which always remains in your head, I guess.
But leg lengthening surgery is far from risk-free.
ये बीमारी से मैं कभी उभरा ही नहीं। आज तक वो टेंशन है ही मुझे। मैं तो सोचता था कि मैं कहीं मम्मी को मैं बहुत बोलता रहा, मम्मी मुझे एक कुछ अच्छा पॉइजन दे दो कि मैं मर जाऊं।
101 East investigates why Indians are going under the knife to reach new heights.
My name is Dr. Rama Sareen. I'm an orthopedic surgeon. And now I've chosen my specialty to make people tall.
The operation Dr. Sareen will perform today involves breaking both his patient's legs.
It's technically called the limb lengthening surgery. And I've been doing it for the last 20 years. But there is a tremendous growth in patients, and they voluntarily come to become tall.
His patients believe their height is ruining their lives. 9 out of 10 of them are men.
Short people, for them, it's a real stigma.
If you are to see your opponent or anybody, whether it is your senior or junior, and if you are to look up, you are morally and emotionally already defeated.
Dr. Sareen has performed about 400 limb lengthening operations. He says deciding who gets this surgery and who doesn't can put him in a very difficult position.
Any of these people who come, they are a little bit off balance and, you know, emotionally and hurt. And it's very difficult to say no. No, means they don't accept it. A person has come motivated and you say you are not the ideal candidate, right? And they get very upset and annoyed. One fellow in front of me broke glass. One fellow threw a paperweight on me.
Today, his patient is a 36-year-old sales consultant from Delhi. He wants to remain anonymous, so we'll call him Amit.
Hey, doctor.
How are you doing?
Good, doctor.
Yeah. You're ready for the surgery?
I'm ready for the surgery.
If you have any second thought, we can send you back home.
No, doctor, I'm all set.
Amit is 160 centimetres tall, about 17 centimetres shorter than the average Indian man. He has a new job in the United States and is convinced that to be respected, he needs to be taller.
Everyone around me is tall. You know, they're like 5'10 or 6. That is something which always remains in your head, I guess. But now, US, from professional and career point of view, I want to take this chance.
Amit has no family or friends at his bedside.
So not a lot of people know about it. My wife doesn't know how invasive this surgery is.
His wife thinks he's having surgery for tennis elbow.
Once they see the change has happened and there's nothing wrong, that's when they are all okay. Right?
We take you by 11:30, 12, wheel you in.
Okay.
It takes anesthesia, then preparation for both the legs.
Okay.
It would take around 40 to 45 minutes for the one leg.
Okay.
We'll be doing a right leg first.
Okay. By when can I contact my wife?
Maybe 4 o'clock.
So will I have access to my cell phone?
Give it to Jijo.
Okay.
So he will...
Okay, fair enough.
Anything else you want to ask?
No, doctor.
okay. Mentally.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Okay. Chalo, see you in the OT.
Yes, doctor.
The tools required for the surgery sound like those a handyman would use.
There are only screws, nuts, bolts everywhere. And the inventory is very big. You play with the power tools. See, this is a tibia bone, right? We put a nail from here, right? On that external device, you can see the wires.
A nail is drilled into the tibia bone and fixed to frames that hold everything in place after the bones are broken. After the operation, the rods holding these frames, known as distractors, are then expanded each day as the bones regenerate to fill the gap. The patient is expected to gain between 7 and 14 centimetres in height.
When you're lengthening a bone, the bone lengthens very easily. The muscles are hard. All the research has been done. You can lengthen the muscles by 12 to 15% of your original length of your leg.
The surgery was developed in the Soviet Union to treat injured soldiers returning from the Second World War. The procedure was not designed for cosmetic purposes, and some orthopaedic surgeons think it should stay that way.
Surgery should always be offered only when it is required, is needed. So if there's a limb length discrepancy, it is absolutely justified.
Dr. Dhanajay Gupta from the Delhi Orthopaedic Association says it is simply too risky to perform this surgery for cosmetic reasons.
Is it because of low self-esteem? Or is it really a genuine need? I mean, a person who is 5 feet, fine. I mean, if he wants to go up to 5'2", 5'3", 5'4", it's okay. A person who is already 5'6", wants to go to 5'9", there has to be something wrong. Any surgical procedure has an inherent set of complications. God forbid, if you end up with such complications, you won't be able to justify if you were doing it only for the cosmetic purposes.
As Dr. Saran's team prepares, Amit's getting nervous.
There are moments when you feel that, you know, there is no need, and why do you go through all that hassle? Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, time will tell.
Dr. Saran normally charges $20,000 per operation. The average monthly wage in India is less than $450. But demand is growing.
Very, very small incisions. So now we'll make an incision on the top for the nail to go in.
First, a wire is inserted along Amit's calf bone.
I'm sure that's a perfect place for a nail to go in.
Then the nail is inserted over the wire.
Yeah, nail is gone inside. See, the very first thing is the fibula, which is the smaller bone, that has to be broken. Right? So the other way is it hinders in lengthening.
The bone is then broken. And the distractor that widens the gap a millimetre at a time is bolted to it. Amit's broken legs are now held together with just rods, frames and bolts. With the procedure over, he begins to come round.
How are you feeling?
I'm okay, I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay, no problem. So all fine, right? I'll see you tomorrow.
Now the growing can begin. Amit will be shown how to lengthen his legs a millimetre at a time. there are no regulations in India about who should or should not get the procedure. It's at the discretion of surgeons like Dr. Saran.
So what I do is I take the all inputs that, you know, why you want, what is the family background, what is this, everything is taken. Then I discuss with my colleagues, the psychiatrist and the psychologist, can I go ahead with the surgery? And if we find any issues here and there, right, we say no.
Even his daughter, Kamna, was tempted.
Everybody told me that, oh, she's going to be so tall because her father's so tall. But I didn't come out tall, and that really hurt. Because I would go to, say, you know, a family function, and they'd be like, abhi to itni si reh gayi. And I would be like, yeah, I can't change that about me. My sister was much taller than me. I was always jealous of the fact that she was taller and I didn't get to be taller. People didn't realize that the more they said it, the more it hurt. And the more it hurt, it made me less confident about who I was as a person. And that's when I started feeling like I'm going into a shell and I started withdrawing. And when my dad told me, you know, there are ways of becoming tall, I started contemplating it and I was pretty serious about it. And I was like, listen, if you can do it for everybody else, why not me?
When she was 16, 17, and she would every day get up and tell me that, make me tall, make me tall, make me tall. I said, okay, you finish your studies and we do it.
My father said that we can do it whatever you want. My mom was not okay with it. But then came the actual tussle where he was like, this is what's going to happen. You're going to have to be, you know, in bed for a few months. You're going to have to be, your legs will be cut. There will be pain. And that's when I started thinking that, is it really worth it?
She decided not to go ahead. A few years later, she became a clinical psychologist and now counsels people who are considering the operation.
She started counseling people not to get it done. So here we have a competition.
In my practice, I see a lot of people who are dealing with their identities that have been, you know, established based on their height. It starts off as something really small, as maybe a comment, and turns into this dysfunctional thought. Or it becomes like an encompassing thought that maybe something is wrong with me. And throughout the therapeutic process, a lot of it is building on shedding these identities that people have given them.
...900 miles to the south, on the outskirts of Mumbai, AJ Patel regrets ever wishing he was taller.
मतलब शुरुआत में जब मेरे साथ ऑपरेशन हुआ, दो-तीन साल में बहुत तकलीफ में था, मैं चल नहीं सकता था.
As a teenager, he had grown to just 1.2 meters tall and was being teased in high school. So he, with his mother, decided to seek help and were referred to an orthopedic specialist.
एक फीट या एक फीट बताया था उन्होंने मुझे, तो मैं काफी खुश हो गया कि कैसे कोई दवा होगी, मैं बहुत खुश हो गया. तब मेरी उम्र 13 या 14 साल की होगी, यानी एकदम नाजुक सा बच्चा था. But मुझे नहीं मालूम था कि ये ऑपरेशन होने वाला है ऐसा कुछ. जब मैं काफी हद तक होश में आया, तब मुझे पता चला कि मेरी बोन, घुटने के नीचे की बोन काट ली गई. तब मुझे बहुत तकलीफ होने लग गया. तब मैंने ऐसा सोचा नहीं था कि मेरे साथ ऐसा होगा.
The operation cost his family $3,000.
और मुझे बहुत तकलीफ होने लग गया. कुछ दो महीने में इतना तकलीफ में था, चलने नहीं जम रहा था, खाने नहीं जम रहा था, पीने नहीं जम रहा था. मुझे बहुत तकलीफ होने लग गया. इन्फेक्शन हुआ, फिर सेकेंड ऑपरेशन हुआ. ऐसे 3-4 ऑपरेशन किए, तब भी वो नाकामयाब रही. ये बीमारी से मैं कभी उभरा ही नहीं. आज तक वो टेंशन है ही मुझे. मैं तो सोचता था कि मैं कई मम्मी को मैं बहुत बोलता रहा, मम्मी मुझे एक कुछ अच्छा पॉइजन दे दो कि मैं मर जाऊँ.
3 years later, AJ was referred to another specialist for his 6th operation.
उन्होंने अच्छा ऑपरेशन किया और कुछ मेरे पैरों में कुछ सलिया डाल दी, जिसके चलते बोन ज्वाइन हो गए और कुछ एक साल लग गया मुझे 6-7 महीने चलने में.
He learned that his lack of growth was due to a bone not growing properly in his hips, and that he should never have had limb lengthening surgery.
तो मुझे पता लगा वो डॉक्टर ने कहा कि आपके कमर में एक बोन है जो कि थोड़ा सा बाहर आ चुका है, उसे सेटल करना है, फिर से उसी जगह पे सेट करना है. तो अगर वो उस जगह पे सेट हो जाएगा तो आपकी ग्रोथ ऑटोमेटिकली फास्ट बढ़ेगी.
And it did. AJ now stands at 1.52 meters tall.
चल फिर पाता हूँ, बट काफी हद तक तकलीफ मुझे चलने में बहुत होती है, मैं चल लेता हूँ. ये मैं आप जाके समझाऊ, हाइट तो आपकी बढ़ेगी अगर आपकी एज कम है ना, तब टेंशन मत लीजिए. अब अपने 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 सेहत का ख्याल रखिए, नेचुरली हाइट बढ़ेगी, बट आप उससे जबरदस्ती मत बढ़ाइए.
Back in Delhi, Dr. Sarin checks on Amit as he recovers from surgery.
So, how was the night?
Night was a
little uncomfortable.
Oh yeah, a little uncomfortable. I'm fine on the left.
It's a long road ahead. It will take another 9 weeks of daily physiotherapy before he can walk again. In another ward, another patient is being prepared for surgery.
Just measuring your length, okay. So we can plan surgery accordingly.
But it's a new procedure, and one that Dr. Sarin has never performed before. His patient is a 32-year-old man. To protect his identity, we'll call him Rahul.
There is many cosmetics surgeries in the world. Teeth surgery, nose surgery, it's only like a few days you would feel uncomfortable. But the most dangerous cosmetic procedure, I would say this is it.
He's already had limb lengthening surgery for his lower legs to correct a birth deformity. That operation left him with the so-called ballerina syndrome that forced him to walk on his toes. Now he wants to be taller, so he's having more surgery. First to correct his feet, and then to lengthen his thigh bones. The operation is costing Rahul $31,000.
He is hell-bent to get 6 inches, and we had to use the internal device for thighs because we can't use an external device on thighs.
Like the tibia operation, a nail is inserted into the femur, the thigh bone, and the bone is then broken by a plunger. But instead of screws to widen the distance between both parts of the bone, a computerized magnet determines how far the two ends are pulled apart to allow the bone to regenerate. The surgery is due to start.
Now F9, now we have to, again, once we are going in surgeon domain, we have to press F3 three times, right?
We are doing a bilateral femoral lengthening at present for the cosmetic purpose with the intramedullary nail. It's an electromagnetic nail which goes inside the femur, and there is an external device. A person can lengthen itself every day 1 millimeter. So this is a little technical surgery.
But when it comes to attaching the device that will lengthen Rahul's femur, there's confusion. The doctor isn't sure just where to break the bone. 15 minutes go by. Dr. Sarin eventually decides to make a video call to the manufacturer.
So we are doing it 15 or 16 centimeters from distal end. What we don't have to do, look into the magnet or something. Where do we put the transducer right now?
Yeah, so the osteotomy position is independent of that.
Yeah, we can go above any level.
Yeah,
Yeah, not too far up, so you've got the
oblique
locking screws in the box below.
Oh, that's fine.
Do you want to
yeah.
Do you want to stay about 60 away from that?
Yeah, okay, that's done. Okay, cheers.
The incision is made and the nail inserted. Dr. Saran assures us everything went according to plan.
Yes, there's sometimes, like the screw size here and there, 5 millimeters sometimes, it doesn't go inside. That you feel that, like, you know, smaller screw is better or a bigger screw is better. So we change the plan. Otherwise, it's a very stereotype. This thing, we plan it beforehand and we exactly do whatever has been planned.
After having surgery, Dr. Saran's patients spend months recovering in this guest house. It's here that they grow taller, millimetre by millimetre. Amit's operation was 2 months ago, but he's been having a hard time.
Stop talking to my family and stop talking to my friends, because of course you have to be in that state of mind. So that was my way of dealing with, you know, I'll get this thing through. So there were definitely more lows than highs.
He had hoped to speed up his recovery time, but he was gaining less height than he had expected. Eventually, he asked for the frames to be removed a week early.
Lengthening was not going as per my plan. So I said that, okay, you took a decision. It didn't go as per the plan. Let's recover the situation wherever it is right now. Let's get this thing removed.
Before the surgery, he told his wife that it was for tennis elbow.
I haven't told her everything. She knows that there was something, and then, yeah, the limb lengthening has happened. So she was asking me the other day, have you gained a few inches or what? So I told her that, you know, I'll get to know once I'll walk. So today, of course, when I'll go, you know, and I'll stand up and all that.
Down the corridor, Rahul has also turned a corner.
Every day I just wake up, have breakfast, and I do some cycling. I mean, ideally as much as you can, but I usually do 20 to 30 minutes. I think more exercise is always better if you can do it while in the lengthening phase. I mean, most of the other patients here come to me and tell me, oh, if it's hurting, is it normal? There are a couple patients here who had complications worse than mine. So that is something that I also can advise on.
With his physiotherapist by his side, Amit is ready to get back on his feet.
Okay.
पहले यहाँ पे हाथ रखोगे, ठीक है? Good. थोड़ा पैर पे और वजन डालो. Strength कैसी है?
Strength है, but बीच-बीच में. That was great. I'm telling you, I mean, I was just praying that everything is normal. Would want to, you know, walk normally, and my wife and my family, they have already started planning, you know, travel here and there, you know, so pretty excited.
Amit gained 3.5 centimetres and Rahul gained 12 centimetres.
These procedures, what happens is that you look at it as the easy option. I just get a surgery and get it fixed. It's like plastic surgery. It is cosmetic surgery for that matter. But it's coming from a void within. And if you don't start working on that void within, it'll be procedure after procedure, and it can become an addiction to some sort. You may have got what you wanted for so many years. You've got the height that you wanted. If you're still not happy, then what?
For AJ Patel, his desire to be tall came at too high a price.
ये जिंदगी से ना मैं बहुत परेशान हो गया, बहुत बहुत मुझे बहुत परेशानी, क्योंकि मैं चलता ही नहीं था। एक ही जगह पे बैठना, एक ही जगह पे उठना, टॉयलेट भी एक ही जगह पे करना, कितना तकलीफ। ऐसी जिंदगी किसको मिली, किसी को नहीं मिलनी चाहिए। मैं तो बोलता हूँ, हाँ कोई इतनी बड़ी बात नहीं, हाइट ना बढ़े तब भी इतनी बड़ी बात नहीं है, बस आप अपने अच्छा मतलब स्टडी कीजिए और लाइफ में आगे बढ़िए, टेंशन मत लीजिए। बच्चे आपको कुछ भी बोलते हैं वो अपने दिमाग पर हावी मत कीजिए।